Good afternoon, morning, evening, depending where you listen to this, and the time zones of audioboot.fm. And we know that audioboot.fm have a good time zones, and don't be so mean, noise. That's all right. Anyway, here goes. You're not blasted and blown off the beach or anything like that. I can't on you, but anyway, here goes. Good work. Because it's a good evening, good morning, good night, and all the rest of it. Good afternoon. Do we folk good that's for the good, and you guys tackle the old appropriate MAE. That's it, yeah. That's what we do. Here we go, right? Yeah! If you just listen to you now, you probably are a Muppet yourself. Well, Adam was always my mentor when I learned the drums. Yes, folks, I used to learn the drums. Wow. You didn't do that, did you? What did you say? Yeah, Animal of the Muppets, yeah. I got that before said line in the Commitments film. Okay? Just to let you know. Anyway, I had that terrible idea, though. Okay, do you want to go? Yeah. Yep. Keep walking, the zebras wait for you. The zebras wait for you. You just try to make a big beat. I don't know, but it's waiting for you anyway, okay? So, let's do that there. Because you can not get blown out of all proportion by the wind. And all that malarkey, malarkey, malarkey. So, anyone of you folks, you know. And, are you really, 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 really happy with this? Are you proud to put your name to this? I don't know. But, so you just got fireworks. They got fireworks on the 22nd of January, for Christ's sake. What was that all about, you know? Ruby wedding? I don't know. I don't know. That is crunching live from the Jubilee 2, actually, but there you go. Right. Keep walking. Okay, please. Don't desert me now. Last, without me eyes. Bloody hell, what's that? Okay, let me get out of something. Anyway, Joe's here in Bristol. Well, you know that because you look on the website, he's in Bristol. He's in Bristol, little arrow say, he was there. All that larky, okay. I got back. Panel goes, but, well, good. He's lifted up the stuff for you. She scares me. I'm going to have another, t-shirt. It's really, really, actually frightens me. Because these visits are sporadic, and we've done the ECG test and the whole gobuggins. Come back next year. Obviously. And, I don't know. Think of these seizures. It happened yesterday afternoon. This was about the, ribcage. Okay. Okay, let's see how we get out of this one. I talked to a dear friend of mine, to a friend of mine even. Bad grammar, I apologise. I think he's shit. And half wanted to have another seizure, just get away with me. Is that bad or is that bad? I think it's bad, actually. It's just... You're thinking, okay. Right, a pair of taxes. Let's have a cab. Well, for 999, I'll turn up. And it's really, really important. But, got a seizure on the, just about the right ribcage. And it's like that. Now, I can remember, in a fair place, look, right, well, I'm just going to be short. For the third time. We was in bed. I rolled over. Stop it, a lot of you. You're thinking, oh yeah, you get whatever. Piss you right off. Anyway. I remember. So listen, I know this is not an emergency. Okay. And fair play, 10 minutes later, Albus arrives. Brilliant, okay? So... I don't know. I'm kind of scared again. I'm thinking, we're going to... Oh, wait, you could be totally right this way. I don't know. No, are they going to say, well, we'll be drinking tonight, which, okay. Before you moan at me, yes, I've had a drink or two. Okay. I'll be the first to put my hand up. They say yes. Said accidents have happened. Not pleased about it, but there you go. Anyway, listen. What my worry is now, okay? Is that, A, are we going to get the pen in the chest? Okay? And if so, do we, A, wake up? At B, for a moment. Would you just let a potential angina attack accident? I don't know. And this is what worries me, because we've had the EGGs and all the rest of it, haven't they? This is one of the EGGs, but no, I'm serious here now. Yeah, the we've had ECGs. Is it ECB or ECG? I can't remember. Anyway, listen, we've had though, they've never got elective. Put monitors in your heart and say, take your shirt off and. I throw them. This meant to be a serious audio book. Darn it. What are you doing? Doing the best. I end up showing them my chest. As you do, because you need to, be monitored for the ECG. It's not ECG. It's not ECG. But these, I have these spasms. Okay. I'm going to be honest with you guys, I'm always brutal FM. More so you guys on Twitter and Facebook. If you want to tweet, please do so. But, I like these anthropomorphs. That's bloody well sporadic. So I can't go to the doctor. Oh, yeah, I have this trouble. And I've gone back to the NHS Walking Centre down on Broad Street here in Bristol, okay? And I said, if you don't know about it, well, yes, but I want to be done about it now because I'm going to be slightly peed off with it, if I'm really honest with you. You know. There I am. Thinking to myself, okay, I've got a bit of a seizure. Okay, now is that normal? In the ribcage, is that really normal? Now aim in the conclusions. Okay. I'm going to try to sit on Facebook. Please. Get in touch. So we have an ECG test for our done. I always come back negative. Okay, there's nothing wrong. Basically, okay. But I'm thinking, well, why is this happening to me? At the end of the day, why is this happening to me? Why did I get this on? And I say, well, get filled up my abdomen and my ribs. Okay, I like one of those stress balls you get in the office. If I'm away, you squeeze tightly. Yep. And you squeeze tightly. That's not sound effects, that's the real thing, okay. And no, I'm not suffering right now. I say that. What's what that's it? But do you want, I don't know, do you want to go in there? I don't really want to go in there. I don't know. You know, this is like, okay, it might not happen for another 4 months or something. I don't know. It's really, really, really annoying, you know. Because this happens, and I don't know what causes it. I have a dear friend, okay, and they have some pains. I think it's called by stress from work. I mean, they have to work with a bunch of wankers, that's to be said. I'll put that down the record for starters. I think I'm the same, yeah, this is so sporadic. Yeah, okay, it's like last night, Saturday night, right? Okay, and, that's painful. But you set up and you, I don't know, you just get over it, kind of thing. If that's possible, I don't know. But, they're my good friends. So they get suffering friends. We had no problem door. Weekdays, the potential for bad cramps and all this bit on the stomach front, the abdominal front. I feel bad because I can't be there to comfort said friend and all the rest of it. Anyway, listen, you've heard me working on for probably long enough on this Sunday. Yes, it's Sunday in the UK, okay? And it's Sunday in Dublin, and it's Sunday in Glasgow, Edinburgh, Cardiff, Newcastle, Leeds, Bristol, well, we are, obviously, Plymouth, Truro, Southampton, Portsmouth, London, all the rest of it. It's Sunday, okay? And anyway, listen, I already had to try badly. Oh, please, they're gonna stagger me away and get some more live oxygen. So anyway, listen, thanks. Thanks a million for listening. And God bless. And as the late, great Dave Allen would say, whatever you got, may they go with you. God bless. Good night. Thanks for listening.